Welcome to the Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gifty. Now we're going to continue on our intercession for children, young and old, and our children yet unborn. We're going to intercede for them. In this month of October, we're going to dedicate this month to interceding for who? Our children. Amen. So, we're going to continue. Today is day 4. And our scripture reading, we're going to take it from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17 to 20. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17 to 20. And our confession, before we start praying, would be in Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. So we're going to start with Isaiah 41, verse 17 to 20. And I read, "The poor and the needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongues fill for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open the rivers in desolate heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." Verse 19, "I will plant in the wilderness the cedars and the acacia tree, the myrtle and oil tree, and I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together." Verse 20, "That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it." Amen. Our confession for this prayer session, day 4, O Lord, launch my children into seasons of new things. We are going to have our confession in Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. And I read, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Amen. Father, we have come before you once again as parents interceding for their children. Father, we stand on your word in Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. And you said, you will do a new thing. This morning, this hour, we're asking you, O Lord, launch our children into seasons of new things in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus, by the power and by your power that knows no impossibility. O Lord, launch our children into their seasons of new things in the name of Christ Jesus. O Jehovah, that changes times and seasons, let our children begin to experience seasons of new things in their lives in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that thou hearest us, and we know that you hear us always. O God of wonders, do what will be described as a miracle beyond arguments by those who have been looking down on our children in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. For this reason of our children being in their season of new things, as they are getting married, as they are graduating, as they are still in school, Father, as they are working, and whatever their situation is right now in this journey of their lives, Father, the ones looking to get married, that they will be naming their children and dedicating their new homes in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Lord Christ Jesus, heal every unpleasant water around the lives of our children so that their breakdown will become breakthroughs, their burdens will become blessings, and their groanings shall turn to glory in the name of Christ Jesus. Thou creative power of Jehovah, perform creative miracles in the womb of our children to produce your set of children and the set of goals and dreams this year. in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus, a God of promotion. Promote our children from single to married, from tenant to landlord, from employee to employer of labor, as they enter into their season of new things, in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, Father Lord, as our children enter into their season of great things, build the necessary structure and take them to their next level, in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, by the fire of favor, O Lord. Let the story of our children change for the best. Give them a new name. Put a new song in their mouth. Make them a positive wonder and let them be celebrated in the name of Christ Jesus by the power that divided the Red Sea, O Lord. Separate our children from failure, from hardship, from poverty, from lack, from sickness, and push them into their season of new things in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Father, every evil chain of slavery preventing our children from moving into their seasons of new things, break to irreparable pieces, and we set these chains ablaze with the fire of the Holy Spirit and burn them to ashes right now in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Every ancestral, inherited, and collective embargo placed on and in the way of our children to hinder them moving into their season of new things, be revoked by the fire of the Holy Spirit right now in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Every power of limitation, anointing of stagnation, and demoting spirit on evil assignment to truncate the journey of our children into their season of new things, be swept away by the broom of destruction in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Every stubborn strong man, strong woman, strong child, household wickedness and household witchcraft from both sides of the family line of our children, and any house networking to frustrate their seasons of new things, we set you against yourselves. Fight and destroy each other in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Every covenant of sudden and untimely death with this year, programmed by the powers of darkness to harvest the lives of our children and prevent their season of new things, break right now by the blood of Christ Jesus and fire back to senders in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Emptiers, wasters, and devourers of the father's house and of the mother's house and of their own household and from any house assigned to waste and harvest the life of our children in their season of new things, your assignment is over. Perish now in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. O Lord, redeem the past of our children. Soak their present in your blood, the blood of Christ Jesus, and secure their future with divine insurance so that they can accomplish their seasons of new things in the name of Christ Jesus. Every witchcraft creator advertising the lives of our children for sale in order to harvest your lives and terminate your entry into the season of new things, what do you think you are doing? Perish now in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. And we release the arrows of Jehovah against you now in the name of Christ Jesus. Every family idol, family tree, witchcraft coven, evil altars holding the destiny of our children in bondage so as to not enter into their seasons of new things, then the fire of Jehovah, the God of Elijah, were calling upon you. Set them ablaze right now in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Father, we come before you, O Lord, and we thank you, Father Lord, that you are doing something new in their lives, in the lives of our children, in the lives of their children today. Father, do something new in their lives. Do something new in their lives. Something new in their lives. Something new in their lives. Today. Do something new in their lives. Something new in their lives. Something wonderful in their lives. Today. Do something new in their lives. Father, we uplift our children before you this hour, this moment, and we're asking you to do something new in their lives. Do something new in their lives, Father. Not for our glory, but for your glory, Father. They are your creation. This hour, this moment, we dedicate them back to you, O Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to do something new in their lives. For your glory and your glory alone, Father. Do something new in their lives. Something new in their lives. Something new in their lives. Today, do something new in their lives, something new in their lives, something wonderful in their lives today. Oh God, that all surrounded by fire. You will answer them by fire. You will answer them by fire today. Oh God, that answered by fire. Thank you for answering them by fire. You have answered them by fire today. Oh God, that answered by fire. You have answered them by fire. You have answered them by fire today. Oh God, that answered by fire. You have answered us by fire. You have answered us by fire today. Do something new in their lives. Something new in their lives. Something new in their lives today. Do something new in their lives. Something new in their lives. Something wonderful in their lives today. Oh God, that answered by fire. You have answered them by fire. You have answered all our children by fire today. Oh God, that answered by fire. You have answered us by fire. You have answered all children by fire today. Do something new in their lives, something new in their lives, something wonderful in their lives today. Do something new in their lives, something new in their lives, something wonderful in their lives today. Oh God, that answered by fire. You have answered them by fire. You have answered us by fire today. Oh God, that answered by fire. Thank you for answering us by fire. You have answered us by fire today. Father, we thank you that you have answered us. You have taken care of our children. You, O Lord, are good and you are awesome. We bless your name, O Lord, and we thank you that you have heard us, and we know that you hear us always. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We thank you, we love you, we honor you, we hail you as King and Lord over every aspect of our lives, in the life of our home, in the life of our children. Thank you, 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 Lord, for you are truth and you are faithful. We love you, bless you, honor you, in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus, the man.